Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Ron Edwards, and this is the Ron and Don program coming to you from the metropolitan area of Minneapolis and St. Paul. Beautiful weather here in the Twin Cities. We had a real interesting and kind of violent storm, if you will, yesterday. In fact, this time last night, if you were outside, you were in the process of probably being swept away, if you will. Well, a lot of things going on, and we are changing the format tonight to the extent that we are following, as I imagine millions of Americans are, the situation in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, if you will, the capital of the state of Louisiana, where early yesterday, an African-American, there it is again. What more can I say? It's like a Hollywood script. African-American, father of five, was shot and killed by police in a incident that was captured on video. Even though, according to CNN and a couple of other networks, the officers did something rather interesting during the so-called confrontation. The confrontation came about as the outgrowth of a telephone call, a 911 call, that said that an African-American was standing outside of a convenience store pointing a weapon at a person. We've been watching all day during the times that we've had to watch it, but we saw Governor Edwards, our namesake, just think, we're from the same plantation, of course. His ancestors' roles and my ancestors' roles would have been quite different, but what the heck, you know what I'm saying? But Governor Edwards of Louisiana has clearly indicated that this is something that will be watched and analyzed for quite some time. And he did indicate that he was concerned that the narrative did not seem to match up with the description. Now, we're being told by sources we were not in studio, if you will, when the video taken by a citizen showing the officers shooting the African-American gentleman in the head and then taking what initially they said was a gun from his pocket and placing it next to him. CNN is attempting to have the current district attorney in Baton Rouge Parish there in the city of Baton Rouge, and the they call their counties parishes, if you will. NAACP and other groups have been on the move. A couple of peculiar things, though, that have come out tonight. Of course, as we've done for the last month, if you will, our associate, Mr. Allen, has not been with us. You are certainly welcome to text us on our text apparatus, if you will, if you have any specific questions that you would like for us to address here on the Ron and Don program. We were wondering, as a longtime observer and one who was pretty close, unfortunately, to the death of Jamar Clark on November 15th, 2015, here in our own city of Minneapolis, on the north side of Minneapolis, just two blocks from the 4th Precinct. We have said on this program for quite some time, prior to the decision by first the county attorney almost, 3 months ago, and the FBI and the federal government a couple months ago, indicating that there would be no charges, if you will, that there had been no wrongdoing in the death of Mr. Jamar Clark here in our city, if you will. And I was kind of wondering, particularly in light of what's happened in Baltimore, where the first four officers have been exonerated, if you will. I'm not surprised on that either. That's a discussion in which we will want to have our phone lines open. And Mr. Allen will possibly be back on the scene in about 2 weeks. I do believe, I'm not totally sure, he is involved in some academic activities and exercises. But in the meanwhile, the world goes on. The world continues to turn. And so now here we have a a situation where we have a high-profile and volatile situation. The citizens of Baton Rouge do not seem to be very happy or have a very high regard or opinion for the Baton Rouge Police Department, if you will. And, of course, Baton Rouge has a very large population of African Americans. As those of you who are from Louisiana, if you will, and particularly from the southern part, clearly know and understand that. How it will be handled by the Department of Justice, my take is, unless that film, that video that was taken by a private citizen unbeknownst to the police, until now, we understand that sometime, in fact, we are monitoring as we speak here in studio, CBS, MSNBC, and others, to see who will get the first interview with someone. Though they did about, 3 hours ago, 4 hours ago, interviewed the young man who is of East Indian identification, extraction, did get some brief interview with him, if you will. And so, once again, we are confronted and faced with this narrative, this ongoing narrative, African-American. Now, the authorities in Baton Rouge are leaking information to the mainstream media there, that means the white media, that the deceased had a weapon, if you will. Now, the problem is this video shows them going in his pocket and taking what clearly appears to be a gun and putting it next to him, which means it was fairly difficult to invoke the rule that an officer can take an action if he feels that his life is in danger. You know, it's kind of difficult to be in danger, if you will, when the weapon is in the pocket, if you will, of the deceased. Now, CNN is getting ready to show some additional footage, which we believe will be the footage that has been talked about in the last couple hours that was made available by a gentleman of Indian, if you will, East Indian extraction, and et cetera. And so it'll be interesting to see what Anderson Cooper and others will have to say, who will be on, who will discuss what it is that they see in the videos, what it is that they have analyzed as it pertains to the positions of both sides, of course, the civil rights organizations, NAACPs, et cetera. One of the things that was interesting about noon today was that the organization, NAACP and others, were also calling for the resignation not only of the chief, but the African-American mayor of Baton Rouge, who is mayor by virtue of the fact that he is apparently president of the Baton Rouge County and City governing body. I think there'll be a little bit more clarity as we move further into the night. Again, a beautiful night here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. By the way, we have coined a new name here in the city of Minneapolis. We had, in the last 7 days, we had 5 homicides, if you will. Young African-American women are continuing to be shot here in this city. We have had at least one fatality and 3 or 4 African-American women shot and wounded. What happens here in our city is that average person, if they do not get the information from black media such as myself, they'll never know it happened because it's not in the newspaper. But let me say on that particular note, and then we're going to come back to Baton Rouge as Anderson Cooper, who has promised to do an interview with somebody. We want to send out our accommodations, if you will, to Faron Brown, Mr. Brown, one of the most respected individuals working with young people and gangs and et cetera. Front page of this morning's paper. A front page story, which was very positive. Most front page stories we get here in Minneapolis as it pertains to African Americans is that they're on their way to being indicted, being tried, being found guilty, and sent to jail. So it was refreshing. Big front page story for those of you who have not seen it. You can, of course, go online or pick you up a copy of the Minneapolis Star Tribune or et cetera. Just a front page story above the fold. You know, it's always important if you can get yourself above the fold, showing Faron Brown working within the community. Also, tragically, showed him at a funeral yesterday of a very close friend of Mr. Brown, who died much too early, if you will, as a part of a tragedy, if you will. But again, Faron Brown, man on point, man who is on top of his game. CNN is reporting now new video of deadly police shooting, if you will. We are going to, here in studio, turn up sound just a tad to see what the
video obtained.
Here it is. Let's listen to it together.
37-year-old Alton Sterling already struggling on the ground. Shouts and then shots are heard. The camera jerks away, then returns, showing one officer lying on the ground beside a sprawled and unmoving Sterling. Another officer reaches down and takes an object out of Sterling's pocket. Witnesses later say that object was a gun. Another video circulated on social media is 13 seconds longer and starts earlier with the two Baton Rouge officers confronting a man in a red shirt later identified as Sterling. One of the officers pulls him over the hood of a car and pins him to the ground. A second officer attempts to assist in restraining Sterling. Seconds later, someone shouts about a gun. One of the officers appears to draw his weapon. Both videos offer only a fraction of the tragedy and don't tell the whole story.
Suspicious code 2 at 2100, not possible call for backup.
Before the videos, radio transmissions obtained by CNN show police were dispatched to the convenience store after an anonymous 911 call reported a man threatening with a gun.
He brought a gun and complained and told him he couldn't be around there.
The convenience store owner where the shooting occurred says he let Sterling sell CDs in front of the store and never had any problems. Abdul Matwahi was at his store when police arrived.
There's a phantom on top of the silver car out there.
Matwahi says the officers used a stun gun on Sterling, then tackled him. Then came the gunshots.
After the cops went inside his pocket and pulled it out.
After the shooting, radio recordings capture the frantic officer calls.
You know, he's so far, so far. The cop is outside, no officer.
Sterling died on the scene. According to the coroner, cause of death was due to multiple gunshot wounds to the chest and back. Police have identified the two officers as Blaine Salamone and Howie Lake II, who have a combined 7 years on the force. Both men are now on administrative leave. As video of Sterling's death spread on social media, it sparked outrage. Amidst fears the demonstrations could grow larger and violent, the U.S. Justice Department says it's taking the lead in the investigation into the officers' actions, while Louisiana's governor is calling for calm.
And I'm urging everyone to remain peaceful. One thing is for sure, another violent act or destruction of property is not the answer.
While videos of Sterling's shooting have triggered anger in many, they've caused obvious heartbreak for his family. Something painfully evident as the mother of Sterling's son spoke at a news conference with the teen at her side.
He is 15 years old. He had to watch this. And this was put all over the outlet. And everything that was possible to be shown.
Tough to watch. Martin Savage joins us now from Baton Rouge. Martin, what's the reaction there tonight?
You know, the reaction has been, it's mixed. Last night, of course, a lot of outrage. Tonight, you've got a lot of protest. It's the second night of protest. You can see it's pretty vocal. There is a mixed crowd of different messages that are coming. Some, of course, are proclaiming that it's got to be peaceful, maintain order, keep the streets open. They haven't been able to do that. The crowd has been peaceful. Order, for the most part, has been maintained. But as the night wears on, it is quite clear this is still a gathering point, one of sorrow and also one of tension, John.
All right, Martin Savage for us in Baton Rouge. Thank you so much, Martin. Much more ahead on this story. Charles Blow, Harry Houck, and Mark O'Mara weigh in on what we know so far, what should happen.
That, my friends, was a live broadcast of CNN emanating from their corporate studios and from on the ground. Martin Savage on the ground in Baton Rouge, as very large crowd has gathered on the streets of Baton Rouge in the vicinity of the convenience store and the tragic death of Mrs. Sterling. As we watch the video here in studio on our monitors and et cetera, you know, it's clear the police officers disengaged his body cam, so much for the body cams and the logic and rationale about body cams are the answer to telling the truth or providing the truth or advancing the truth in police shootings, particularly of African Americans. You know, you got to remember what happened in North Charleston, South Carolina, when a police officer shot in the back 8 times an African-American man by the name of Mr. Walter Scott. And we don't hear a lot of discussion about why the body cams didn't seem to work. You remember that officer. Though I have to remind us that he was accompanied by an African-American officer who happened to be assisting him from another jurisdiction, possibly the county sheriff's office. We really don't hear a lot of conversation about that shooting in North Charleston, if you will. You don't hear conservative commentators and et cetera talk about what was clearly, concisely, with malice and forethought, the murder of an African-American there in North Charleston last year. This video that is now being discussed on some of the TV channels and et cetera, as we said earlier, reports coming from CNN's website indicate that that there will be a more in-depth examination within, like, the next half hour. The experts will sit down, and one of them, of course, is the attorney who continues to enjoy all the vestiges of profit for defending George Zimmerman. You remember George Zimmerman, don't you? Oh, you know, it's fascinating who the folks are that are brought in to give balance to what is happening. But here, you know, once again, and looking at the first almost half hour of tonight's program, again, our co-host, Mr. Allen, is not with us this evening and may be returning in a couple weeks. We're not sure. As we said earlier, he is engaged in academic pursuit, if you will. But the program must go on. It's kind of like Broadway. The show must go on, if you will. So much other news that is going on in our city. If there is any additional information or update, CNN is showing additional footage of the last moments of Mr. Starling's life, if you will. I'm quite sure that the Department of Justice and the Louisiana State Police we're looking at film version now that clearly took place after the camera was cut off and cut back on, if you will.
Mark O'Mara.
Yes. Mark O'Mara. Yes. Yeah, quite a advocate for African Americans, right? It'll be interesting to see what happens. We'll have to give this prediction, if we will, as we did in the case of Jamar Clark here in our own city of Minneapolis. When it's all said and done, feds get through with their investigation, Louisiana State Police get through with theirs. It will be a justifiable kill, if you will. You can see him putting the spin if you will, on this situation. As we said, if you want to, those of you that are aware of our texting number, feel free to text us, if you will, if you have any specific questions or if there are any observations that you have that you feel that we need to touch on tonight here on the Ron and Don program, if you will, coming to you from the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. What will happen in the coming days and evenings in Baton Rouge, only a combination of things will be able to address that, including how many professional agitators of both sides, right and left, you see, are coming in to Baton Rouge, and how quickly Governor Edwards of Louisiana, Democrat Louisiana, and the African-American Mayor Pro Tem of Baton Rouge and other responsible leaders get on top of this and convince the broader African-American community of Baton Rouge and actually Louisiana that they need to give a opportunity and a chance to the process to work. Now, that is a traditional advertisement that I just gave, if you will, because that is the standard. I don't know how long I've heard it in my lifetime in this country as it pertains to the death of an African-American under questionable circumstances. We used to even hear that way back in the 1960s, and for those that are of the generation of yours truly, we used to hear that when African-Americans were shot down and killed by right-wing extremists and et cetera, be it the Klan, National Rights Organization, or et cetera. There was always that there had to be some justification, that the Negro had done something to provoke and anger white folks, and that based on that there was a need for lethal action against the Negro. I used to wonder how that worked when you lynched a person, threw kerosene or gasoline on them and burn them after or before you castigated them and et cetera. I just always wondered just how much of that anger was dictated by the hatred of the color of the skin of the soon-to-be deceased, if you will. When you look at the video out of Baton Rouge tonight, it's quite obvious, and it is very interesting that the officers, who were two good size white officers, by the way, that they needed to, quote-unquote, take absolute command now. They are now reporting that actually the man was tasered before he was pulled over the automobile, tasered, but that wasn't enough. Now, you can clearly see one of the white officers reaching in his pocket and pulling from his pocket what appears to be clearly a small gun, probably a 35 or 25 automatic, one of those smaller guns, if you will. But we know that the authorities will give us the right narrative, and investigations like this basically take 2 to 3, 4, 5 months, if you will. Want to kind of be careful. They do. We as the African-American community, irrespective of a black president sitting in the White House, we really don't have any control over this and the process, if you will. But because this is an election year, an election year in which America has become extremely hostile in how the issues are being debated, if you will, it may or may not serve a purpose to have black uprisings and expressions of outrage. It may codify, if you will, the vote for Donald Trump. It may not, you know, only time in history will be able to tell that. And we will be only involved in the most minimal amount of creating that history. In fact, right now on CNN, for those that should be interested, and we would understand here on this radio program, The debate is kind of heating up a little bit about what happened and the African-American being pulled over the hood of the car and then being wrestled with, and then you can hear what appears to be the taser. And then for whatever reason, the officer that is closest to Mr. Sterling's head immediately pulls his weapon, and then that's when the body cams seem to all go off, if you will, you know, all at the same time. And then you have this picture of Miss Sterling laying obviously dead, and you have the officer. It's a funny picture because the officer is laying prone himself at the head of the deceased with his weapon pointed at him as if the deceased is still alive and not deceased, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah, in fact, they're showing that particular picture. They've shown that picture about 11 times since we've been on the air, and this has come on CNN. I think it's to draw your attention to the fact that allegedly this is a continuation and that there was no interruption of the body cam, if you will. You, as a person, you will have to use your own judgment on what it is that you think that you saw. I can remember millions of us in Black America who thought after we watched the Rodney King situation, and God bless Rodney King, who passed from this life a couple of years ago, that seeing the beating that was being imposed on Rodney King 20 years ago, we all thought that it was clear cut and et cetera, but after they got out there in Simi Valley, it was not, if you will, and there was all kinds of questions. In fact, some conservative commentators were making statements that you could see Mr. Rodney King fighting back, if you will. The only thing I saw was officers beating him with the batons and trying to pull the taser lines from his body and et cetera. But, hey, you know, it is not for us, the African-American, to sit in judgment. Oops. It's just for us to believe whatever it is we're told, right? I mean, I got to tell you, I'm being facetious because I don't subscribe to that in any shape, form, or fashion, but that's kind of what it's come to. And so, again, back to the mood of the nation, if you will. Now, I got to say this about Donald Trump. He has really jumped on this FBI report and recommendation of no charges against Hillary Clinton. And her presumptive, I like these names they come up with, presumptive presidential candidate, if you will. Bernie Sanders, you know, is playing it pretty coy. Bernie Sanders is getting a lot of the things that he wanted as it pertains to the Sanders agenda. But I don't think that there will be any significant opposition at the Democratic convention unless Ms. Clinton and her advisors and et cetera stumble in regards to the information, because FBI Director Comey did hit pretty hard when he said that, the mistakes and errors were quite excessive, if you will. And so we are departing early once again tonight. We appreciate you being with us, and hopefully we'll be able to get it right and do the full hour. Again, my associate, Mr. Allen, must be having some problems with the arrangements, if you will. But we'll be back next Wednesday. but in the meanwhile, check our column in the Spokesman Recorder and our television program here in Minneapolis, which also is strung on MTN. That's the Minneapolis Television Network. We enjoyed being with you, and hopefully we'll be back with you next Wednesday. Again, this is Ron Edwards. This is the Ron and Don program coming to you with an abbreviated program of a half hour. We'll see you next week. Hopefully we'll get in a full hour. Take care. Bye-bye.